A word for you from Proverbs chapter 4 verses 16 and 17. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The Lord in this context is speaking, and Solomon is instructing his son, and for all ages this is wisdom for us, to grab hold of wisdom, not to let it go, as we find in verse 13. And then we are instructed, do not enter the path of the wicked, don't walk in its way, avoid evil, do not travel on its path, turn away from it and pass on. And then the explanation of that evil, for it says, they do not sleep, in other words, evil people, unless they have done evil. They cannot find rest. There is a restlessness until they are able to perform some wicked act. And so they find their rest in evil. And it says, their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. Remember, the devil is out to make you fall. He wants you to be tripped up, and he ultimately wants you in his camp. He wants you to be like him, and he is out to destroy you. And if it says that wicked men do not sleep unless they've done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall, how much more so the devil, Lucifer himself, who has no opportunity of rest. He wanders the earth and has no ability to rest forever. He will be restless and suffer his consequences of rebellion against God forever. And it seems like his only rest, his only sleep or comfort, is if he can make you and I fall, because he wants us to be like him. And the explanation, for they eat the bread of wickedness and they drink the wine of violence. In other words, it totally fills them. It is their food. It intoxicates them. Do you want to be like this? Do you want to be influenced by evil in this way? Remember that if you think that you can touch evil and avoid the consequences, you are fooling yourself, because the bread of wickedness causes a destruction. The wine of violence is like a drink for these people. And you'll find that you too will be intoxicated by sin if you allow yourself to walk in that path. But here we are told, avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it, pass on, lest it destroy you.